Добрый день. Спасибо, что вы выбрали компанию Phil Henry Air. Наш полет будет проходить на высоте 300 тысяч фит. И еще водка.
Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. We're going to go into our travelogue segment this week. Bobby Dooley from Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization, the Western Estates Homeowners Association, gives us her ideas and tips on travel as we enter the fall months. And this is a little bit of international this evening, Bobby, and thanks for joining us.
So it's always my pleasure.
What have you got on tap? I know that you guys are planning a trip to Europe. And I talked to you just before we went, Marie and I went to France. This was back in August, and you gave us some input. You've traveled to France, but not to Germany?
We have traveled to Great Britain. We have been to France, and we have been to all of the Mediterranean countries. But we have never traveled to Germany. And this is the month of October, and I want all of your listeners to know that certainly Oktoberfest is in full swing. And it's a wonderful celebration, and we have picked up some very interesting brochures on a variety of things that the people can do in Germany. Because they are very hospitable people, their country is beautiful, there are so many wonderful historical sites, the brochures that Steve and I got a hold of. And you know something, Phil? I did not come to the air prepared here this evening. Can I ask you to hold on for just a second?
What do you need?
I need to get out my brochure because I had it on where we're visiting in Germany. I am so sorry.
Well, if you need to take a moment, go ahead.
Okay. Just a second.
All right. That's fine. You're not a professional broadcaster, so you can be on the Budge and Michelle show tonight. I'm kidding around. They're going to spend the first, I bet you anything, that tonight's topic on Budge and Michelle, how much the Henry Show sucks. Because I just know people. Bobby?
You know something, Phil? I don't have the brochure, but I'm going to work from memory, and I'll get Steve, can you look for that for me? I'll get Steve to look into it. We've discussed a lot of places to go, and we wanted to let your listeners know about Germany and some of the places in Germany that are fascinating from a historical standpoint, as well as from just enjoyment, pure enjoyment. And when everybody thinks of Oktoberfest, of course, they think of having a good glass of beer.
And some of that sauerbraten, huh?
Oh, they have, Phil, wonderful bratwurst and sauerbraten. The German food is wonderful. They have veal sausage, and it's going to be an experience. One of the things that we mentioned in the brochure that we're very much looking forward to is a trip to Obersalzberg, which is a small village in Bavaria. We're going to be traveling to Munich, and there's going to be a side trip to Dachau, which was a concentration camp that the Germans ran, and that's where they put a lot of political prisoners and people that were in prison for a variety of reasons. We're going to do a day trip there, and then we're going to leave there and go. There's a wonderful steakhouse about 10 or 20 kilometers from Dachau. We'll have dinner and then do a quick swing over to Oktoberfest.
Dachau was a concentration camp, okay?
That's right. The brochure says that Dachau was a concentration camp, and there were, I don't know how many millions of people were killed in the series of these concentration camps. So it's going to be fascinating to look at all of the history.
Now, are you familiar? Because it sounds to me like you're going to a place that's very, you know, you're going to be going to Dachau. You're going to be going. This is a trip that's going to span a very, what is the word I'm looking for? It's going to be very emotional.
That's what we understand from what we've been reading. They say it's going to be very emotional. It's going to be very educational. I think it'll be interesting to go to Dachau. They mentioned there was a trip to Auschwitz, but that's in Poland. That's a little bit. But we agree, it's going to be a trip of a lifetime. It's going to be very emotional, and we're very excited about it.
Well, but when I say whether you're going to be going to Dachau, that is a place that was a murder camp. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
That is where the Third Reich murdered people.
Right. That's what my understanding is. So it's going to be interesting. We're not going to have a lot of time there, though. We'll spend probably a few hours at Dachau, and then we're going to have an old-fashioned German Sauerbraten, and then we're going to go over to Oktoberfest, and we'll get some Sauerbraten over there and some German beer and listen to the German polka band. So it's really a trip that we recommend for everyone. And then Obersalzberg is where Berchtesgaden is, which is a beautiful alpine village, and that is up in the, as I said, in Bavaria. There's a lot of skiing.
Berchtesgaden, can I interrupt you for a second here, Bobby, because you're mentioning places that I have some knowledge of?
Mm-hmm.
Berchtesgaden was the headquarters of it was one of Adolf Hitler's headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that, I imagine, you're going to be going to some places, you say alpine skiing, but that was also where Adolf Hitler had a headquarters where he directed the military, I believe.
Yeah, the brochure mentions that. I think it's fascinating. And, Steve, did you have the other brochure here?
I got the brochure on Dachau.
The brochure on Dachau says that the Dachau concentration camp, the Nazis put to death in the course of 12 years, the Nazis put to death some 3.5 million people, and that was also a part of a string of camps, one of which was Auschwitz and the other was Buchenwald. And this is a once-in-a-lifetime trip because you can see that, and then we'll swing up to Obersalzberg, and we're going to go skiing up there near Obersalzberg in Bavaria and go to Berchtesgaden and visit all of the beautiful hotels. And
yeah, but that's also, as I said, that's where Adolf Hitler had his headquarters in Nazi Germany.
Right. The brochure mentions that this is where Adolf Hitler, the leader of the Third Reich, directed the Nazi war machine against not only the Russian front but the European, the Western front as well. It was a place where many of the leaders of the Third Reich had their homes. Hermann Göring had a home there, as did Martin Bormann and Adolf Eichmann. And so we're really excited about seeing that. And
you're familiar with Hitler and you're familiar with the death. Because Bobby, you're going to be going to Oktoberfest. You're going to be going to Dachau. You're familiar with this, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're familiar with Adolf Hitler?
Yes. We've read about him. The brochure says that he was the head of the...
He was the head of the Nazi war machine. He was the head of the Third Reich. He was also perhaps the most notorious murderer of the 20th century.
Mm-hmm. Right. It mentions that.
And I think if I could just say this, if you're going to visit a place like Dachau, that you need to reflect. I don't mean to talk to you, you know.
No, we are interested in it.
Yeah, I don't mean to tell you what to do, but if you're going to go to a place like that, you have to reflect on the meaning of that place, and that we cannot allow any country, government, or machine or apparatus of any kind to commit the crimes that the Third Reich did. Do you understand?
Oh, I think that it's something that we need to avoid, absolutely. What happened at Dachau, because they killed a lot of people there, we need to avoid that if we can. And then we go up to Obersalzberg. That's going to be where this man Hitler lived. You mentioned him.
Yes.
And that the brochure mentions that too. And let's see what else we're going to do. We're going to go to and then we go to Oktoberfest. So we're going to do Dachau and the Sauerbraten restaurant, and then we go to Oktoberfest, and then we'll go to Obersalzberg, where I'm forgetting his name. Adolf Hitler lived. Is that right, Phil?
Yeah, that was one of his headquarters. Look, hold on the line here for just a second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bobby Dooley is with us here, and this is Travel Log with Bobby Dooley here on the Phil Henry Show. She talks about her upcoming trip to Germany with her husband, Steve. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Getting back to our travel log here with Bobby Dooley. She and Steve are planning a trip to Germany, and that is going to be happening to coincide with, I guess, the latter portion of the Oktoberfest, right, Bobby?
Phil, we're not going to be able to attend a lot of the Oktoberfest, but it's going to be a part of our swing through Germany. And again, we'll be going to the Oktoberfest probably in the later part of the month.
And now, you said you're going to tie this into a trip to Dachau, and I need to just get a sense from you. You understand what that is, right?
The Oktoberfest?
No, Dachau. You know what that is, right?
Oh, yes. It is a concentration camp, and there was a lot of bad things that was done there, and it was certainly a terrible thing.
And we can't let that happen again.
I think it's definitely something that we have to avoid. You don't want to have that because you don't want to have. I'm not really a political person or anything, Phil.
Well, you don't have to be a political person to understand that what happened at Dachau was a gruesome...
No, it was very bad, and we should try to avoid doing that again, I think. But it's going to be so quick. You know, we'll be in Dachau, then we're going to...
Then you're going to go have Sauerbraten.
There's a restaurant about 25 kilometers from there, and then the Oktoberfest.
All right, hold the line here. 1-800-449-8686. Dacula, is that, or Dacula, I'm sorry. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Phil. Yeah, I was just listening to your conversation with Bobby there, and I was telling the guy to answer the phone that I've been there to Dachau.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in for a big surprise there if you don't have any... Yeah, if you're in for a big surprise, if you really don't, you got to read up on the history of the place first.
We looked at the brochure, and there's a lot of information that you can get from a lot of the travel books.
Okay, well, I was surprised when I went. It was far more not awe-inspiring, but just disturbing. Really,
it's a very gruesome, sad place to go to, Bobby.
Oh, I understand that. And I think what we want to do is, that's why it's going to be fascinating to go there and sort of, you know, experience what everybody experiences and experience what the people experience there and, you know.
All right, anyway, thanks. Tucker on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, I'm calling from Tucker.
We gathered that, yes.
Yeah, I was just listening to Bobby talk about her trip to Germany, and it just seems to me, and this is not meant to put you down in any way, Bobby, you're talking about things such as Dachau, which was, as you said, a concentration camp where millions died.
Yes.
Birkenstein, which is where one of the most evil minds of our century,
That's near Obersalzberg, it's a beautiful alpine village.
Right, it's a beautiful alpine village, but you have to understand, I guess the way that you sound on the radio, you're going to go to this concentration camp, get some strudel, then, you know, drink some beer, then go to see Hitler's headquarters.
Well, we've only got 10 days.
I realize that, but you need to show a certain amount of reverence for these places because of what they represent, and also you need to... Mm-hmm. I think, personally, just from listening to you, you need to prepare yourself for what you're going to see.
We've read up on, we have two travel books on Germany, and we also have the brochure that we got from the travel company.
Right, but, it's going to be a very, I think, powerful experience. I haven't been to the concentration camps, but just going to the Holocaust Museum in the District of Columbia, you're going to be face to face with evil,
right?
And
the name
evil
of
that
the
men can commit, and,
right?
Like I said, it sounds to me like you're not really realizing the importance of what you're going to be seeing there.
I think Steve and I both realize that it's going to be very educational, and it's going to be very fascinating, and that's part of the fun, I guess you can say, of traveling, and I don't know.
What the man is saying and I don't know that you're grasping, is that when you go to Dachau, you go to a concentration camp. I've never been to one either, but I've heard people walk out of there profoundly, emotionally affected.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what we mean by that?
I guess the words that you're using, Bobby,
mm-hmm.
Informational,
mm-hmm.
educational,
mm-hmm.
you know, great experience. I don't know that it will be a great experience, but it will be an
mm-hmm.
experience that's going to show you a lot about human nature and
the brochure
you know,
that we have says that it's very educational.
Right. But I guess, like I said, it seems to me, and I'll
mm-hmm.
stand with this comment, that,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
you're talking about it like a trip to
mm-hmm.
an amusement park, and it's not, maybe not, you know, on that level, but...
We're going to go on a bus. We're going to go on a bus, and they're going to serve lunch.
When are you going to be at Dachau? In the morning?
Well, we're going to go... Steve, what's the itinerary?
10 o'clock, about 2 hours.
So we'll spend 2 hours at Dachau, then we'll have lunch on the bus.
See, the point that the reason why I ask you that, I don't know if you're going to be able to keep your lunch down after being at Dachau.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, you're going to walk into this place where they had ovens where they burned human beings, and then you're going to get on the bus.
Right. The brochure says that we'll have probably sandwiches.
And you're going to have sandwiches.
A veal. What is it? A veal sausage sandwich, which is the local fare.
Right after coming out of Dachau.
Mm-hmm. What? I don't understand what you're saying.
What I'm saying is that it's going to be such a tough thing going through this place, going through...
Well, we have to eat, Phil, okay? I don't know what it is that you're trying to...
I'm not saying that you shouldn't eat, okay?
What we're doing, and let me explain to you, if I could, we're doing a travelogue segment on your program, all right? I don't want to get political. I do not like that kind of talk radio.
I don't want to get political.
Then I would appreciate it if you would stick to the subject here. This is our travelogue experience, and I don't think you're quite getting it. Okay.
What am I not getting?
We are going on a whirlwind trip, 10 days to Germany. We're going to experience all the facets.
And you're going to spend 2 hours in Dachau, come out of that joint, get on a bus, and have yourself a veal sausage sandwich.
Don't ruin our fun, and don't ruin the fun.
I don't want to ruin your fun, but you're not going to have any fun.
You know something? I don't know.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm arguing with you.
I don't think I can. If you don't want to do this...
Hold on. Yes, I do, and I don't mean to argue. 1-800-449-8686.
Hola, y gracias por volar en la aerolínea aérea de Phil Henry. Estaremos volando a una altitud de 30,000 pies. Oh, y también, green card.
Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. This is our travelogue segment with Bobby Dooley. This is a different one for me, Bobby, because you're talking about going to Oktoberfest. You're going to go to the Alpine village of Obersalzberg, and you're going to Dachau. And I don't know. Why do I feel... And I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get angry. Do you understand?
So I think what happens is that people... You know, everything has to be political these days. Everyone has to make a political point about something. We're going to go, and I don't know about what you're talking about. We want to go and enjoy ourselves.
What I'm talking about is that Dachau was a concentration camp where many hundreds of thousands of people lost their lives as the direct result of a policy of murder that was instituted by the German government at that time, the so-called Nazi Reich. Okay.
I understand that, but I don't know what it is you want me to do. I think it's going to be fascinating. I have told you that we're interested. I have.
Well, I guess I'm feeling like you're talking around it.
I have told you, Phil, that we read up on Dachau and one of the other places. I forget the name of it now, and that we don't agree with that, and I did not agree with whatever those people believed. I don't agree with that, and I think we should avoid that whenever we can. But we wanted to go because it sounded interesting. And
well, you may be in for a real shock, okay?
Well, That's why we're going, to see and just to have fun and relax. And
to go see Dachau, have fun and relax.
Yes, and again, Phil, if it's arguments that you're looking for...
No, I don't want to argue, but I want you to reflect on what you've said here. Ogden on the Phil Henry Show, hello.
Yes.
It sounds to me like you're trying to start an argument or...
I'm not. Honestly, I'm not. I'm trying to get a sense from you that you understand what it is you're doing.
Phil, I have done...
Yeah, ma'am, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes,
I just
can you hear me now?
We can hear you.
Okay,
but
wonderful.
I wanted to make the point that I have done a lot of traveling.
Bobby, can you hear me?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
My name's Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
My
How
husband's
you?
In the military. I'm mm-hmm. I'm good, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to attack you either.
Thank you, because I don't understand what people are trying to say.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I have traveled Germany.
Mm-hmm.
We've been stationed
mm-hmm.
in England, actually,
mm-hmm.
for the last 3 years,
mm-hmm.
and I've been to Dachau.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that Phil's point here is that
mm-hmm.
You're going to these areas and not really understanding what they're about.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and especially Dachau, it's extremely important mm-hmm. to understand what Nazism was all about
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
to understand who Adolf Hitler was.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't
mm-hmm.
understand that, it's going to
mm-hmm.
be hard for you to appreciate the whole Germany experience,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
It
mm-hmm.
is going to be fun. It's a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's important mm-hmm. to remember that it's extremely historical.
Mm-hmm.
Some terrible things happened there, and you might want to read up on it before you get there just so
mm-hmm.
you can appreciate your whole experience much
mm-hmm.
more.
Well, the brochure that we were looking at mentions that Adolf Hitler was the leader of the country. Am I right or am I wrong about that?
Yes, you're right.
Okay. And that he lived in this village, Obersalzberg, which was Berchtesgaden. So what is it that I'm not getting?
Do you understand what Nazism
mm-hmm.
was all about? And
well,
I
know that we saw, Steve, what was the movie?
Saving Private Ryan.
We saw the Saving Private Ryan, and...
that was only a small portion
mm-hmm.
of what happened.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Saving Private Ryan covered the D-Day landing of American, British, and Canadian troops and Free French to rid Europe of the very government that we're talking about here, okay? They had spread beyond Germany, and they had invaded and taken over France.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that's why people travel, to get a perspective. And that's why we travel a lot. Let me tell you, we do a lot of traveling. And I think it's going to be one of those things that'll just be once in a lifetime.
I think it's.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's true,
mm-hmm.
and our experience
mm-hmm.
there was once in a lifetime as well.
Mm-hmm.
But what we did to help ourselves understand the situation and to have respect for the country
mm-hmm.
and our history
mm-hmm.
was to read
mm-hmm.
up a little bit about it so that we understood fully what we were seeing before we saw it.
Well,
and
one of the
we could walk away with
reading.
More appreciation.
Right. You can do a lot of reading, but we only have 2 hours in Dachau. Then we have our box lunch, and then we go to. What is the place, Steve? It's a place they do a lot of sauerbraten and beer and everything. And then we go to Obersalzberg, and we're going to visit Berchtesgaden and everything and have some more, and then go down to Munich for the Oktoberfest.
I tell you what, when I walked out of Dachau, I couldn't finish seeing the whole perspective, and
mm-hmm,
I was not
mm-hmm.
in the mood for a bratwurst until probably the next day.
But if we don't, what happens is they you don't get the money back.
Yeah,
you know, and that's because we'll be getting off the bus.
You're going to get off. You're going out of Dachau. Look, I don't want to argue with you, okay, Bobby? You're getting out of Dachau, and then you're going to have your box lunch on the bus because you won't get your money back.
You don't get your if you don't get the box lunch. Well, okay, I've traveled quite a bit. Okay.
All right. Thank you for your call. You don't get your money back for your box lunch.
The box lunch comes with a day trip to Dachau, yes. And the veal sausage sandwich, my understanding is tremendous. So whatever it is you're trying to say, I'm simply saying to you that at 12 noon we'll want to have lunch. And
you may not want to have lunch after you walk out of Dachau.
Well, we don't won't get our money back for the box lunch.
And all right, well, then you won't get your money back for the box lunch. Atlanta, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
Bobby?
Mm-hmm.
This is Melanie, and I just
Hi,
wanted
Melanie.
To... it's good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you.
I just want to give you another perspective
mm-hmm,
of
mm-hmm.
what it's like going to Dachau.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's focusing on Dachau,
okay,
but
can I tell
we're
going
to go to Oktoberfest.
Let
we're
going
to go to the Berchtesgaden. Well, everyone's
ma'am.
Focusing on this place, and
okay,
I don't know why they're doing that.
Okay, you know why?
Because it is going to
when
be
I
the most...
When I was listening to you...
Well, I can only talk to one person at once.
Okay. When I was listening to you...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You're saying and I really don't feel like you're listening
I'm
to what people
I'm here for you, and I'm listening to what you're saying to
okay.
me.
Okay. Okay, so if you can just hold your uh-huhs just for 1 second, it'll
have
help
you
a lot.
Have you traveled to Germany?
Yes, actually, I've been to all the places you're talking about,
and you are in. Have you had the schnitzel sandwich or any of that,
yes,
the sauerbraten?
And the food is fantastic.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, that schnitzel's great.
Okay, it's wonderful. Can you just hold on 2 seconds?
Yes.
Okay, so you are going to have a once-in-a-lifetime trip. I guarantee you that. It's a beautiful country. It's gorgeous. I think what people keep calling about is your resistance to listening.
What am I resisting?
Wait, ma'am, let me talk for five seconds.
She's not letting me talk.
Ma'am, I'm trying to
tell
you something.
She's trying to tell you something, okay?
Let me finish my sentence.
Why are you standing in line with him?
I don't know. Listen, it's a give and take. Right now, I'm absolutely.
And the lady here in Atlanta is going to talk, and I'd appreciate it, Bobby, if you would listen, okay?
I have been listening, Phil, for almost an hour, okay?
No, you haven't.
I beg to differ, but I have been speaking with people about...
Ma'am, listen.
The Hitler and everything.
Listen.
The Hitler.
Okay. I understand that you travel a lot, and I can tell you firsthand that I have never, ever, ever been emotionally moved like I was at Dachau. You will come face to face with...
It sounds like it's going to be
ma'am,
fun.
Ma'am, listen. You're not listening.
What's not fun about that?
Listen, please.
Well, I don't know what's not
listen.
Fun about.
You gotta learn to listen. That's gonna help you a lot.
What's she saying?
She's telling me to listen.
You will come face to face. Are you ready?
I'm listening to you. You're not listening to me. I said I realize it's gonna be interesting.
No. It's not interesting. That's not the word
for it. It's gonna be a very educational
experience. It's gonna be the most emotional.
Please listen to what the lady is saying.
The most emotional turmoil you will ever go through.
Mm-hmm.
Pause and listen.
It's
the most emotionally charged visit.
I
am not the most emotional person.
Right, I know.
When you walk out of there, you feel like you are going to vomit because you can't believe humanity can do that to somebody else.
You can get the same feeling when you get off of the Matterhorn or...
No, you can't.
A riot.
It's not the same. There's a rush that you get when you
the
see
a
magnificent sculpture or a magnificent view. This is something that will get in the pit of your stomach.
Phil, I want to check in for a minute.
Is this Steve?
This is Steve. You can get on a roller coaster and feel like you're going to throw up, okay?
Okay, this is not the same thing. This is like...
It isn't the same as a roller coaster.
The core of your body that you... It's shocking that anybody could have ever done this. You will see soot from the ovens of human bodies...
They had the oven.
I understand it's probably in the brochure, but when you get there face to face, you will leave and you will be so solemn and so calm. And I think that's why people keep calling us, because you're so focused on what the brochure has said and that you're going to get a boxed lunch, and that's all in all great. But our point here is that you probably physically will not be able to eat, even if that lunch costs $10.95.
Well, one of the things that the brochure did have is they put applesauce pockets in the
That's not going
to
help you.
To soothe the stomach.
It's not going to help you. And what you need to do is just slow down.
Applesauce
the rest
pockets.
Of your trip will be fantastic, but what you might want to plan on doing that afternoon is just sitting back and reflecting on what's happened.
But we're going to miss the trip to Oktoberfest.
That's going to have to happen.
The bus is going to be leaving for Oktoberfest.
The
right
bus can go, and you can go with them. But I think what we're saying here is just cool down.
I'll tell you one thing you might want to do, Bobby. Go down to Oktoberfest and get really drunk after you see Dachau. Now, that might be an idea, okay?
You couldn't even do that.
You go to Dachau, then walk out of there and get really drunk. But I don't recommend...
we're going to have... One of the great things about Oktoberfest is the beer. They have...
Where have you traveled?
I'm sorry?
Where have you traveled?
Oh, my God. I've been to Mexico at least a half a dozen times. I've been to Great Britain. I've been to France. I've been to Italy.
Okay.
I've been to Hong Kong.
This trip is going to be great, but until you can learn to have reverence and calm down and listen to people, you're never going to understand what we're trying to tell you. We're trying to help you and not criticize you.
You can throw up getting off a roller coaster. I think that's the only point.
No. Sir, it's not.
I hear they have wonderful potato salad.
I think
it ain't about potato salad.
I really do.
No, I'm saying
no, I mean, that your comments are so off the charts.
You have to understand.
No, you
that
don't.
We have done a lot of traveling.
Ma'am, I have traveled
and why everyone is trying to ruin our
age.
Everyone is trying to ruin our dream
no
vacation.
No one is trying to ruin your trip.
Yes, you are.
What they are trying to do
yes,
is enlighten
you. Yes, you are trying to ruin our dream
no,
vacation.
We are not.
No, we're trying to give
well,
you an idea.
You know, one day of your trip
well,
is going to be emotional.
It's really too bad that people don't travel and get jealous for those of us who do travel.
Ma'am,
and
you know
I just
something?
I went abroad for two summers
well,
in Austria.
Well,
I have a plethora of experiences in that country. And like I said, there is so many amazing things over there that you will thoroughly love and enjoy.
The box lunch.
No one is taking that away. Your box lunch.
The box lunch includes.
Forget the box lunch.
Forget the box lunch.
The box lunch, you're going to. You know something? The box lunch can't be worth more than at the outside. Let's say it's worth. Let's say at the outside it's $25 because they'll probably gouge you on a tour, okay? $25, Bobby.
That's a lot of money.
All right, ma'am, I thank you for your call. Hold the line. Bobby Dooley is with us here. This is supposed to be our travel log segment. You can kill the travel music if you don't mind, please. It's Phil Henry Show. It's please kill the travel music, all right? Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449... Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. I don't appreciate travel music right now. It is our travel log with Bobby Dooley. I really don't want to use that music, okay? Bobby, and I hope you'll understand.
What I'm hearing, Phil, is a lot of people who are trying to rain on our parade. We're going to have a wonderful time, 10 days, at Dachau. We'll go to the Oktoberfest. We'll go to Berchtesgaden in the Alpine village of Obersalzberg. And there are a lot of things in this brochure. If you want to dwell on Dachau, as so many of your callers have been, we educated ourselves, Phil.
I don't think that's what people are...
Please let me finish. We educated ourselves. They made lampshades and soap and this sort of thing out of the people that were killed there. And I'd like you to know that there is a gift shop that sells lamps and soap and that thing. And I will tell you this, I will not buy any of that. And
they're not selling the lampshades that the Nazis made in the gift shop at Dachau.
I won't take any chances. Just if you think that I am this heartless, unfeeling person, I want you to know that we don't patronize those kinds of things.
They're not selling that at the gift shop. That was a ghoulish device and invention of the Nazis. Now they don't do that. They sell whatever the hell they sell, books and stuff like that.
Well, I am very relieved to hear that because I won't buy a lamp or anything like that made out of human flesh. And I'm just shocked that people don't understand that.
I'm shocked that you don't understand what it is that we're trying to say here, okay? Swan Valley on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Bobby, I'd like to know how old you are.
I just turned 35.
Well, I'll tell you, I am 77 years old, and I lived through World War II.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you have an idea in this world what it was all about. Will you just shut up for a minute?
Did you see Saving Private Ryan is all I was going to ask you.
Pardon?
Did you see Saving Private Ryan? That was about World War II.
Oh, dear.
What?
Well, for one thing, that box lunch that you've been talking about is a travesty of memories. I personally talked to a man who helped rescue some of the some of the survivors at Dachau. And it is one of the most horrible stories that you will ever know. I lived through it.
Are you listening to what this lady's saying to you?
In this world, no. What it was all about. You think that Korea, Vietnam, and some of these other things were something. World War II so far outshadowed them. And
it was a terrible conflict.
It was mm-hmm.
I heard about it.
Horrible.
There's a TV show on.
And I don't think your uh-huhs even cover it.
Well, I wanted you to know that there is a wonderful television show that Steve watches called Combat. And it's all about the man who got his head cut off in Twilight Zone.
Vic Morrow?
Yes.
Oh, well, that...
He plays... What?
That has nothing to do with this.
He's a sergeant in the Army, and they kill the Germans every week on the show.
You still don't have an idea in the world.
Well, what am I not understanding?
This was all about.
What am I not understanding? I mentioned that when we get out, I won't eat the box lunch.
I know, but to talk about going to Dachau and then going to Oktoberfest and eating a box lunch,
well,
is absolutely ridiculous.
You have to have lunch. Are you telling me you don't eat lunch?
I wouldn't after I'd been to Dachau.
Well, it's in the brochure, and it's part of our
And you're talking
trip.
About the good times you're going to have. You're completely forgetting what
mm-hmm.
those places are all about. Berchtesgaden is supposed to be a beautiful place. You're going to go skiing, or
why are
that
you...
was Hitler's...
Headquarters.
Headquarters.
That's where this... That was one of his military headquarters.
Why can't you
and
be...
And this is where he made all the plans for killing all the Jews.
Why can't you be cheery and happy? That's all I'm saying. I'm happy. We're going to be going to interesting places.
Well, I hope you're happy after you leave Dachau.
Well, what am I supposed to do with the box lunch? That's all I'm asking. Why do you think
that
that's...
That box lunch is... You've got box lunches on the brain.
No, I'm saying that it's
you
part of the
trip. You
better
eat it before you go to Dachau.
It's. Do you smoke?
Pardon?
Do you smoke? Because
no.
It sounds like you smoke cigarettes.
No, I do not.
All right.
What's that got to do with the subject?
It just sounded to me
but
like
you better eat the box lunch before you go to Dachau.
Well, they don't. Steve, when do they give out the box lunches?
They're going to be on the bus after we get back on.
Because they're not going to give us the box lunches till after we come out of the gift shop.
Well, you're going to be sorry.
Why? I don't understand.
You don't know why this shows perfectly that you do not understand. You
I'm
just
saying,
don't understand.
I know that. Can I ask a question, Mr. Henry?
What?
Dachau is supposedly a national historical site.
A what?
A national historical site in Germany, apparently. They have ovens there that I understand were used for a terrible, terrible thing, to hurt people and to kill people.
To hurt them?
Yes, and to kill them. But my question is, I don't know whether or not those ovens have any practical application in an American kitchen. In other words...
What are you asking?
What's that got to do with it?
Well, I'm wondering, can you buy them and transport them here?
Oh, if they had have you ever seen pictures of them?
Well, they look like that they're like convection ovens or...
What are you talking about?
What?
You are stupid.
I'm just wondering if they have any practical application in an American kitchen.
You know something, lady? You know what you are, Bobby? You're a stupid, and excuse me for using this word, ma'am, you're a stupid bitch.
Goodbye.
Well, there you go. She hung up.
Her.
She hung up. How about that?
That's good.
I mean, I couldn't sit and listen to this any longer.
I could.
Do they have any practical application in an American kitchen?
Oh, boy.
Get a load of that.
Yeah.
You know something? Hold on for a minute. Is that her calling? No, who's calling? She got the inside line. Hello?
Hello?
Wait a second, ma'am.
Sure.
Are you there, ma'am?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Ms. Dooley, I have to tell you...
No, I have never been spoken to that way by anyone in my life. Anyone.
Well, it's about time you learn, because you're going to run into a lot of it after you get over there.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
What about the easy off?